Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Welcome to this episode of A Year in the Word. Well, this is one of those combined episodes. This is actually our Friday-Saturday episode, and we'll be bringing our Sunday-Monday episode on tomorrow. So today we're reading from Job chapters 39 through 40, and Jeremiah chapters 37 through 41. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, because we recognize you as our strong creator. We recognize you as the one who has all power, is all seeing, is all knowing, and in control of all things at all times. And we give you glory, oh God. We give you praise and we honor you as we come before you on tonight. Lord God, we bless your name with everything that we have within us. Oh God, move right now in the midst of this people. Oh Lord God, move every obstacle and destroy every yoke right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we lift up every sickness and every infirmity and we call it out in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, and we speak life and peace into the sphere and into every life, amen, that is listening. Father, in the name of Jesus, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word, Lord, to receive knowledge, to receive wisdom, to receive understanding, to receive revelation directly from your throne. Lord God, to receive a new light on our life, a new, amen, a new understanding of the path that you set before us. Oh, Lord God, and even the purpose that you've set us in the midst of. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you move, Lord God, in the midst of all of our enemies that have come against our purpose. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered right now in the name of Jesus. He is an enemy of God because you are the one that purposed us in the earth and you purposed each and every one of us for greatness. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the greatness commence. Oh, Lord God, let your people go forth, Lord God. Oh, Lord, dig them out of every trench, Lord God, and out of every trick and every snare that the enemy has set up and set against them. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let there be peace. Let there be life. Let there be understanding of your word. Even right now, let there be a yes on our lips and obedience in our lives and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We give glory and honor, amen, to the Lord on today. We're reading from Job chapters 39 through 40. And Jeremiah chapters 37 through 41. Amen. I will let you know when we are at the end of Job and entering into Jeremiah. Otherwise, I won't actually read each verse. I mean, I won't read the numbers of each verse. We just go straight through in our readings. I hope you've recognized that by now. We started, amen, A Year in the Word on January 1st, and we will conclude on December 31st. Amen, God willing. Amen. So far, the Lord has enabled us so that we have been able, amen, to read the Word of God, amen, several times a week. I mean, things do come up from time to time when we do double up, amen, but we're getting it done in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. To the glory of the Lord. Amen. I praise God because he blesses us as we read his word. He gives us understanding and he gives us knowledge. Amen. He teaches us who we are and who he is through his word. And he lets us see and to understand, amen, this great love story that he embarked on from the very beginning in creating us and how we fell away from him. Amen. And he has been pursuing us relentlessly ever since. And I give him glory. I give him praise. And I give honor to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm reading from Job 39 through 40 and Jeremiah 37 through 41. Amen. We'll begin now. Do you know the time when the wild mountain goats bear young? Or can you mark when the deer gives birth? Can you number the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when the bear when they bear young. They bow down. They bring forth their young. They deliver their offspring. Their young ones are healthy. They grow strong with grain. They depart and do not return to them. Who set the wild donkey free? Who loosed the bonds of the onager? Whose home I have made the wilderness and the barren land his dwelling. He scorns the tumult of the city. He does not heed the shouts of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will he bed your manger? Can you bind the wild ox in the furrow with ropes, or will he plow the valley? Will you trust him to bring home your grain and gather it to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly storks? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern because God deprived her of wisdom and he did not endue her with understanding. When she lifts herself on high, she scorns the horse and its rider. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him with a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He mocks at fear and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage, nor does he come to halt the battle from afar, the thunder of captains and shouting. Does the hawk fly by your wood and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high? On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crack of the rock and the stronghold. From there it spies out the prey. Its eyes observe from afar. Its young ones suck up blood, and where the slain are, there it is. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will not proceed. I will proceed no further. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified? Have you an arm like God, or can you thunder with a voice like his? Then adorn yourself with majesty and splendor, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Disperse the rage of your wrath on everyone who is proud and humble him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low. Tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in hidden darkness. Then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at the behemoth, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. See now, his strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit. His bones are like beams of bronze, his ribs like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword. Surely the mountains yield food for him, and all the beasts of the field play there. He lies under the locust tree in a covert of reeds and marshes. The lotus trees cover him with their shade, and the willows by the brook surround him. Indeed, the river by rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident, though the Jordan gushes into his mouth, though he takes it in his eyes, or one pierces his nose with a snare. I have read and you have heard from Job chapter 39, 37 through 41. Now King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal, the son of Shemaiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to the Lord God for us." Now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison. Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, thus you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me, behold, Pharaoh's army, which has come up to help you, will return to Egypt, to their own land. And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against the city and take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying the Chaldeans will surely depart from us, for they will not depart. For though you have defeated the whole army of the Chaldeans who fought against you, there remain only wounded men among them. They would rise up, every man in his tent, and burn the city with fire." And it happened, when the army of the Chaldeans left the siege of Jerusalem for the fear of Pharaoh's army, that Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin to claim his property there among the people. And when he was in the gate of Benjamin, a captain of the guard was there, whose name was Irijah, and the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. And he sees Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are defecting to the Chaldeans." Then Jeremiah said, "False, I am not defecting to the Chaldeans." But he did not listen to him. So Irijah Jeremiah and brought him to the princess. Therefore the princes were angry with Jeremiah, and they struck him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe. For they had made that the prison. When Jeremiah entered the dungeon and the cells, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. The king asked him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon." Moreover, Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, "What offense have I committed against you, against your servants, or against his people, that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying the king of Babylon will not come against you or against this land? Therefore, please hear now, O my lord the king, please let my petition be accepted before you, and do not make me return to the house of Jonathan the scribe, lest I die there." Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should not commit Jeremiah to the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread from the baker's street until all the bread in the city. Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Now, now Shephatiah, the son of Matan, and Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Juko, the son of Shalmiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words of Jeremiah that Jeremiah has spoken to all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it." Therefore the princess said to the king, "Please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in the city, of all the people, by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm.
Then Zedekiah the king says, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs, who was in the king's house, heard that they put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out of the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. He is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury and took from there old clothes and old rags and let them down by ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits under the ropes. And Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Then Zedekiah the king sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him at the third entrance of the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you something. Hide nothing from me. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare it to you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you advice, you will not listen to me. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, as the Lord lives, who made our very souls, I will not put you to death, nor will I give you into the hand of these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you surely surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then your soul shall live. This city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then this city shall be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who have defected to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they abuse me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Please obey the voice of the Lord which I speak to you, so it shall be well with you, and your soul shall live. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. Now behold, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house shall be surrendered to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, you're upon you and prevailed against you. Your feet have sunk in the mire, and they have turned away again. So they shall surrender all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You shall not escape from their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and you shall cause this city to be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no one know of these words, and you shall not die. But if the princes hear that I have talked with you, and they come to you and say to you, declare to us now what you have said to the king, and also what the king said to you, do not hide it from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you shall say to them, I presented my request before the king that he would not make me return to Jonathan's house to die there. Then all the princes came to Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they stopped speaking with him, for the conversation had not been heard. Now Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison until the day that Jerusalem was taken, and he was there when Jerusalem was taken. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the city was penetrated. Then all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate, Nergal Reaser, Samgard, Nebo, Sarsisham, Rabsaris, Nargal, Sarsisher, Rabmeg, with the rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. So it was when Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and all the men of war saw them, that they fled and went out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls, and he went out by the way of the plain. But the Chaldean army pursued them and overtook Zedekiah and the plains of Jericho. And when they had captured him, they brought him to Babylon, to Ramoth, where he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. And the king of Babylon also killed all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive to Babylon the remnant of the people who remained in the city and those who defected to him with the rest of the people who remained. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left in the land of Judah the poor people who had nothing and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, "Take him, do him no harm, but do to him just as he says to you." So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent Nebushasban, Rabsaris, Nergal Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's chief officers. Then they sent someone to take Jeremiah from the court of the prison and committed him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and the son of Jathan, that he should take him home. So he dwelt among the people. Meanwhile, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah while he the Ethiopian, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I bring my words upon this city for adversity and not for good, and they shall be performed in that day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says the Lord, and you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid. For I will surely deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be a prize to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord." The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the king of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord has been doom on this place. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you people have sinned against the Lord and not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. And now look, I free you this day from the chains that were on your hand. Seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if it seems wrong for you to come with me to Babylon, remain here. See, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there." Now, while Jeremiah had not yet gone on that, Nebuzaradan said, "Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient for you to go." So the captain of the guard gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of him to minister with him among the people who were left in the land. And when all the captains of the armies were who were in the field, they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, children, and the poorest of the land who had not been carried away captives to Babylon. Then they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Korean, and Zariah, the son of Tehuzmeth, and the sons of Pai, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, the son of Mekhi, they and their men, and Gedaliah, the son of Hakiam, the son of Jason, took an oath before them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, I will dwell at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans who come to us. But you gather wine and summer fruit and oil. Put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab among the Ammonites in Edom and who were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left the remnant of Judah and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Japhon, then all the Jews returned out of all their places where they had been driven and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah at Mizpah and gathered wine and summer fruit in abundance. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Korea, and all the captains of the forces that were in the field came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him, "Do you certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, has set Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to murder you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Korea, spoke secretly to Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Let me go, please, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he murder you, so that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Korea, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely concerning Ishmael." Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family and of the officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. And there they ate bread together at Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him arose and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Chapin, with the sword and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also struck down him, that is, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, the men of war. And it came to pass on the second day after he had killed Gedaliah, when as of yet no one knew it, that certain men came from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, 80 men with their beards shaved and their clothes torn, having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of the Lord. Now Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he wanted. And it happened as he met them that he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam." So it was, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, killed them and cast them into the midst of a pit, he and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have treasures of wheat, barley, oil, and honey in the field." So he detested and did not kill them among their Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain because of Gedaliah was the same as Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with the slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and they found him by the great pool that is in Gibeon. So it was when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, that they were glad. Then all the people with Ishmael had carried. Then all the people with whom Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and came back and went to Johanan, the son of Kareah. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him took from Mizpah all the rest of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, after he had murdered Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the mighty men of war, and the women and children, and the eunuchs whom he had given. And they departed and dwelt in the habitation of Shimham, which is near Bethlehem, as they went on their way to Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had murdered Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor in the land. I have read and you have heard from Job, chapter 40, and Jeremiah, chapters 37-41. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope that you will continue to be with me as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.